Hi, I'm David Schmidt, theologian, engineer, dad, and coach who has traveled over 5 decades through hardships and success, but remained steadfast and persevered through it all with God as my protector and guide. I created the Redeeming Business Today podcast to inspire, equip, and motivate others to take God at His word and to trust Him, to commit their plans to Him, and to delight in His ways. Business success is a combination of hard work and the blessing of God. It is not one or the other, it's both. If you are passionate about God and business and how those two align in a practical, tangible, and dynamic way, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. So when it comes to the world of health and healing, there are many methods to choose from, and some are effective while others are not. You all know that. However, today's topic's a little different, and it's basically just because it works or something, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because it's something works doesn't mean it's safe. It's interesting because in the Bible, God warns against witchcraft and sorcery because those power sources are not from God, but from the devil, and that's in oppositions. And as believers, we need to be wise and know what is from God and what is not from God and basically stay clear of it. And so there's a lot of things out there. And so I brought on Dana Canetto today to try to help clarify some of these distinctions from us. And the reason I brought her on to talk about this is because she was in the New Age movement and was very familiar with some of these things that and knows the sources of these that, they're not good. But a few years ago, she gave her life to Jesus, following hard after Jesus, and I'll let her explain all that and that history. So, yeah. Dana, welcome. And to start off with, why don't you give us a little background of why you left the New Age and followed after Jesus?
Yeah. First of all, thank you. Thanks for the intro or inviting me onto the podcast today. So yeah, my name is Dana. I have a business myself. It's called The Luminary Woman, really helping women empower themselves to step into their God-given purpose. And what comes with that is all the healing and all the things that we need to do in order to get the confidence to go ahead and do that and have the courage. And I always think of the story of Esther, you know, really talking to the Esthers out there that know that such a time as this. So I left the New Age. It was actually last year, although about 2 years ago, I was starting to get the call from God. I was not realizing what it was. So I was getting just these little nudges and hints to go to church. And, you know, and just for everyone listening, I grew up in a Christian home. It was very lukewarm. I had my father, just like God does, you know, gives us free will. Do you want to stay? You know, if you want to keep going to church, amazing. And so after my confirmation, I kind of just decided I didn't need to go on every Sunday. Long story short, my father passed away. He was like the rock in my life. He passed away in 2010. And that was when I was very vulnerable. I was grieving. I was seeking, what is my purpose and where do I fit? And the question spiritually wasn't even there until I started. I went into a health coaching school that was, I was learning all about, holistic stuff. And I met some people in there that were very, I'm going to use air quotes if you're listening and not watching, very spiritual in a sense. And it opened me up to seeking, you know, it was almost like things just kind of came to me. And things like, and I'll just start with naming these things and I'll talk just briefly about like why these things are not very safe.
We can talk about them later. Yeah.
So I learned, you know, went into some priestess, as it was called, training. And then I was doing Bikram yoga. I then learned shamanism, went to magic school, which is all about learning about psychic stuff. And I dabbled in, just to list them off, Reiki, mediumship. And one led to the other. So it wasn't like I was like, oh, let me pick and choose. It was like each one of these things kind of, I met someone throughout it I'll say in air quotes again, a gift started to develop and sure. I wanted to, yeah. Then what happened, fast forwarding through a lot of pain and suffering, which I thought at the time was I'm ascending, which is a lot of what the New Age will say, mentors and stuff like that out there. And then, I was going through a really, really, really difficult time, 23 to 24. I actually had to put the business down. Well, I started to, because something wasn't feeling right spiritually. God was already okay. starting to speak to me. And I also lost a job. So 23 to 24, my husband and I went through a lot of financial struggle. I had put myself in a lot of debt due to all the investing I was doing in the New Age. And in 2024, in June, and I won't even go through what happened in January, February, March, April, and May, that just caused sure. so much more suffering. Yeah. But I think God was just like, sit down and stop trying to focus on all these things and trying to figure your life out. And just 3 days in a row, I went down on my chair and I just started praying. And at this day, I was on my knees pleading to God to just show me, like, what do you want me to do? I have all these things, and I have nothing to show for it. And it was just a very painful time. And in that moment, I just had a holy encounter. And I didn't even know scripture yet. I didn't read the Bible yet. And I just knew, throw it all away. And I packed bags and I didn't know what I was doing. I packed bags. All this isn't right. Something's not right. All my shamanic stuff, crystals, everything. And I just fell in love with Jesus. Like, I was just like on fire for the Lord. And I started reading the Bible and so many revelations since. And I just knew that everything that I was doing was hurting me more than helping me. So now my mission through my work too, is I have a lot of women in my community that are still dabbling in those, whether they don't realize that it's unsafe or.
Sure.
Yeah. Or just fearing leaving that world and submitting themselves to God, because it's, everybody's on their different timeline, so sharing right. the message of the importance of the deceit in the New Age world is really big on my heart.
Yeah. It's interesting. It reminds me, I think it's Acts 19, where Paul was so effective in Ephesus in that region, that there's a lot of people who came together and burned all their magical books. And it was the cost of these books was thousands and thousands of dollars in their day and age.
Yeah.
And just the get rid of it kind of thing. So it's interesting. That's kind of what you're talking about.
Right when that happened, I started listening to all these testimonies and they all were saying the same thing. And that's when I was like, wow, I'm not alone here. This is,
Absolutely.
This is happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since this is a Christian podcast, I like to help our listeners be salt and light in this world and to spur them on to love and good deeds. So I'd like to ask the question, my guests, what is one way that you have found to honor God in your business? And that may be encouragement to other people.
Yeah. I love this question, honestly, because there's so much that I've learned. I just literally was writing an email to my community because there was something that I was planning on putting out there, and it's changing now, because every time I went to put it out there, I'd get like a slap on my hand. Like, it was like God was like, no, I did not tell you to do this. So I feel like there's a very clear connection that I built in my, I can't create from just my own will. And some of the things that I feel like I'm being asked to change or do, they're not always what I want or I doesn't make sense. And I just have to follow it. And that's been really powerful and so different than what I have learned in the New Age, because it was always like, follow your desires and what you want. And, and it's not always that. Like when I mentioned Esther, it's like building the courage to do the things you're being asked to do. And oftentimes we're held back doing the comfortable thing. And so I think that, like I say, I'm like, God is my CEO. Like, God will tell me what the next direction is.
So. Yeah, very, very good. And you're right. And sometimes things are counterintuitive to our worldly thinking and mind when God asks us to do things, love those who hate you. Pray, do good to those who don't do good to you. That's counterintuitive to how we've been raised.
Yeah.
Very good. Diving into this topic, there's a lot of health-related activities that may or may not have a root in the New Age, but may seem questionable. I know only a few different words, but go ahead and talk to me about some of these. I know like yoga, acupuncture, hypnosis that I kind of question. I don't know where they're from, but
Yeah.
Those or others, what kind of things should we be aware of that are popular today?
Yeah. My rule of thinking around this, and just for everybody listening, just to make this one almost like, okay, this one thing that I can do when I'm looking into some of these things is to always look at the origin of it. So I'll use yoga as an example only because that's probably the most universal. You know, I can talk all day long about shamanism and the dangers in that. Plant medicine, the dangers of that. Like, we're opening ourselves up to other spirits that we don't know who they are. We think they're of God, but that's like, especially if we are not, which most of your listeners are Christian, but if somebody's listening and hasn't come to, you know, Jesus yet, like, that's just even, you're opening yourself even more so. It's kind of like you got both hands in, not just one, you know? I would say, though, in a sense of yoga, because this is something I had, you know, prayed over, looked into, not that I was doing it often, but there was certain stretching exercises or something I would do. And here's my feeling around it, or what I've understand and learned, is like, something like yoga is that it was meant and built for a spiritual practice. It's meant, a lot of yoga practices are meant for enlightenment. A lot of the body postures are created to call in and worship different deities. So even if we're not going into with that intention, we are going into a room with the intention, right? So if you have a facilitator up there, like, it's hard, I find sometimes, like, if I'm wanting to learn how to run my business, but listening to somebody who is a new age business coach, sure, it doesn't, you know, it's not going to resonate. Yep. So if we are just using stretches and things like that, but if we're going into a yogic experience, doing these different postures, some yoga, like Kundalini yoga, is, they talk about, they say mantras throughout it. They focus on meditation and mindfulness, you know, which is, again, all about clearing the mind. Like I said, I like to look at the origins of where things are. And a lot of it's based on, like, Hindu philosophy. So right there, we are merging two religions and worlds. Yep. And like you said, like with scripture, like in Corinthians and some of these other verses where it's all about, like, you know, not worshiping other gods. Something like Reiki is another one that, which I was certified in, so I know a little bit more on that. When I think back to it, I'm like, okay,
yeah. What is Reiki?
Yeah. So Reiki is, and it's spelled R-E-I-K-I, if you ever want to look it up. So it is a form of energy healing that's used, where you're bringing in this energy that you are pretty much like, the word isn't anoint. It's something else that they do when you're in the training. They kind of drop the, let's just say, anointing in, and you use symbols to place on people in certain parts of their body. My experience with yoga is that, like, it's really relaxing because you're lying down on a bed, you have hands-on healing. So here's where everything gets perverted. Hands-on healing is a gift from God. But then there's all, like, a form of Reiki that comes from a different origin than God, right? And we're using symbols. Now, we don't know where these symbols are coming from. My fear in some of these things is that Reiki became so universal that almost anybody is doing it. So you don't know what's running through their system, like their spiritual body, that they're placing their hands on me or over me, and what is going into me. Right? What am I opening myself up to? So some people will say, well, I bring God into it. But if you're using Reiki, is about using these symbols, and these symbols are not of God. So what are these symbols actually? Right? So again, it's almost like, and I know I had shared this once before with you, but it's like, we think of like a really healthy smoothie, and then we put like one drop of something not so good in it. Yeah. Like a mentor had said that, and I always had that stuck with me. It's like, you put that one little drop of poison in it, and it just becomes wrong. A lot of teachings that come from like Buddhism, you know, the problem with that too is that a lot of people know surface level of these religions. So like Buddhism, we know of like, you know, very, you know, we have, we get to enlightenment. There's past lives. But really the nuance, the real, I shouldn't say nuance, like the actual origin of Buddhism is to reach nirvana, which means the only way you can reach that is to be off on your own and be in enlightenment. So it's the opposite of what God wants from us. It's almost to like take us away from
everybody else,
our family, yeah. Everybody, right? I'm trying to think of some of the other ones so acupuncture is something that I'm not fully, that's one I'm actually looking into now, yeah. Because
let's go back to yoga real quick. Cause I hear a lot of even podcast people talk about yoga. I go to yoga to relax, or I go to yoga to stretch out or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it just the what goes, is it the meditating, or is it just the stretching out that's bad, or is it the meditating? Is it the people leading it? I mean, can you do parts of it and it's okay, or what do you think?
I feel that everybody needs to like pray on it for themselves and test the spirits, as always. Like, I will never be one to say you cannot do it. From my understanding, like I said, the way I look at it, it's kind of like human design and gene keys. When I see where like, and those are like personality things and books that you can learn. It's all based on astrology and the I Ching, however you say that. When I understand yoga, the word yoga means to yoke. So if we're going into a practice that was meant to yoke with other deities, and that's the intention of the yoga and the positions, I don't even want to open myself up to that world. Yep. If you're home and you're doing a stretch that just happens to be, I mean, I think that's like a different, you know, and I think we can pray over those things. But I think that if we're entering a room where there's
a facilitator or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing with yoga, and this is a lot of how like New Age starts, is you start with one thing and it opens you up to everything else. Like, you know, even just like the holistic health, I think I'm so passionate about holistic health and, you know, the way we eat, you know, natural, but there's also a lot of, a big community that is big into the worldly meditation and all the different meditations. And I never once met somebody inside of those communities that read the Bible or reads the Bible or, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're not going down that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some common mistakes when people enter into some of these things that they could, you could help them out with?
Common mistakes, meaning maybe like some experiences, something.
Yeah, like they're going in and thinking things are okay, but then maybe they're not okay. What you talked about origins, and I know that's a big thing, but sometimes I don't have the time to look at the origin. It seems it was recommended by somebody else. Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this, like I'll share something from personal experience, which I had a revelation around afterwards. I used to do Bikram yoga like it was like my life. And that's like a hot yoga for like 120 minutes. It's the same positions. It's like, it can be very healing, but, I've also heard a lot of people kind of hurt themselves, but then again, also the creator of it. If you read his story, that's a whole nother thing. I don't ever want to like promote. There was a story, and I'll kind of combine this with mine, of a woman. She's a Christian woman. She has a podcast. If I can remember what it was, I'll share it with you if you ever wanted to share with your community. But it took her about a year and a half to share the story, and she even said it on there. But she was warning her Christian friend. She was always Christian, but she thought, oh, yoga, it's just yoga, it's stretching, you know. And she had a very demonic experience when she was in there. She knew right away she needed to leave. This was not good. And so I always say, pay so much attention to the signals in your body, because the signals in your body is God's warning. when I was doing this, made me realize that after Bikram yoga, and I kid you not, I'd be very relaxed in there. I'm one of those, like, when I work out, I want to sweat. I want to, you know, so I was like, really wasn't doing Bikram yoga to just like, I like to push myself, you know?
Sure.
And I'd go in my car, and even when I got home, I would feel rage. I thought it's because I was sweating, and I used to buy into the whole Ayurvedic. So like, my makeup, like, I'm not supposed to get super hot, and like, so I had this whole thing in my head that it's just like, oh, my body needs to cool down. But I literally would leave there, and then I was like, well, that's fascinating, because I can't believe I didn't even put these two together. But I actually wasn't a person that got into yoga, because every time I did yoga, I wouldn't feel well afterwards. I felt pissed. Mm. I felt annoyed. And I would say that to a yoga person, and they would say, oh, that's because yoga brings everything up, like all the trauma that you need healing.
Okay.
I bought into that, and I was like, okay, well, I do other things for healing. Like, I don't need to. Yeah. But I think that was God's warning too, of like, don't get into this now. You know, like, you're already dabbling in all this other stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a matter of trusting, like we say, like, test the spirits, like, trust. And yeah, a lot of people will fight against the yoga thing. And again, I'm not a professional. I wasn't a professional yoga, but I also know I'm in a big community of other New Age practitioners that came to Jesus, praise God. And there's a few yoga instructors in there, and completely put down a very successful business. And you know, you can't make that up. I mean, it was her life force, and now she's figuring out her life again, you know? So.
Yeah. And there again, it's interesting what you said, that after that you feel upset, mad, angry, mm-hmm. whatever. And those are emotions that we should not have. That's not a good thing to have.
No. And in New Age, it'll teach you to feel your feelings, to go into your feelings, accept your feelings. You know, it's like such a opposite of, I mean, there's a balance again with everything. It's mm-hmm. like counterfeited. Like, yes, of course, don't suppress your feelings, but go to God with your feelings. Don't make your feelings mean that you have to dig through another trauma to heal. Cause that's kind of like, I called it the rabbit hole of healing. That's what trauma does. I mean, that's what the New Age does.
Sure. So, psychiatry may do that too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Go down those paths.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Very good. Is there anything else? Well, actually, you know what? It's around 20 minutes or so. We're going to wrap up, but you've talked a lot about a few different things. What is one challenge you have for our audience to take away, to take action on from the things you've talked about today?
Can you say that again?
One challenge. What, you know, if you could summarize everything up, you can say, I just have one challenge for you. Yeah. In relation to all these things, what would it be?
I would say that challenge your own will. Like, if you're doing one of these things and you're disagreeing, or that could be a demonic spirit saying, like, no, don't listen to her, this is good. But just, I've experienced so many things through these things, and I'm always open for questioning too, if anyone, you know, ever wanted to have a question for me or something. But I would challenge you to go to God with it, pray to God, and trust the answer you get without fighting it.
Yeah. Trust it and don't fight. That's good. That's very good. Don't keep questioning.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Dana, thank you very much for your time today and your encouragement. And the next step for all my listeners is to be doers and not hearers is to check out the show notes. We're going to have links and sites to how to contact Dana if you want more information about her. To sign up for our newsletter, because that's a great way to communicate and not miss out on future episodes, coming opportunities. And if you're a perfectionist and habitually gets caught in the trap of indecision, book a call with me to help get you unstuck and move forward in your business in a way that honors God. Friends, that's all we have for now. Trust you've been inspired to redeem your business, redeem your time, and walk to the glory of God. Thank you very much. Bye for now. Ever wish you had all your business information in one place? With StepUp Referrals, you can. It's the ultimate digital referral card that makes sharing your business and showcasing who you're connected with easier than ever. For just $29.99 a month, StepUp Referrals helps you stand out from the crowd, build relationships, and grow your network. Don't let opportunities slip through the cracks. Visit StepUpReferrals.com and get started today. Step Up Referrals, your business referrals simplified.